Sultan. Let me make sure your microphone is nice and hot there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so well.
Good.
And thank you so much for stopping in this afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
And one new friend and one old friend, Michael.
Yes.
Michael Crittenden is also in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Jackson. I appreciate it.
It's nice to have old friends and new friends with us today. And the reason for this, the occasion for this, is Kasim Sultan is coming through town tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be playing a concert in the Eve Lounge at the Bob.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
This is true. Mm-hmm. And opening for him will be Michael Crittenden. Correct?
That's right.
All right. So we've got a concert tomorrow night, and we've got both the guys that will be playing here in the studio. So thank you so much for stopping in.
Sure.
And Kasim, I guess the question I would have for you is,
yeah,
who haven't you played with?
Well, there's tons of people I haven't played with, but I guess it's because I've managed to play with so many people that people want to ask me, who haven't you played with?
Well, the list is so very long.
I don't know that the list is long as it is varied, you know?
Well, that's very true. Everyone from, you played a lot with Todd Rundgren,
mm-hmm,
and Utopia.
Yeah, well, I've played with Todd since 1976.
And Meatloaf is on my list.
Yes, I've played with Meatloaf. I have.
You were a member of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
I was a member of the Blackhearts. Yes, I was a Blackheart.
You played with Hall & Oates.
I was in Hall & Oates band. Yes, I was.
You played with Patti Smith.
I was in Patti Smith. I did a record with Patti. Yes, she's great. I love her.
Mick Jagger is on the list.
I did a little live thing with Mick Jagger. Yes.
Celine Dion
I played
is on the
on
list.
Celine's record. Yeah, Falling
Cheap
Into You.
Trick.
I was in the band for a brief period, yes.
The Indigo Girls.
I was on their records, yes.
And Blue Oyster Cult.
I was in the band for about 2 minutes.
Well, I guess varied is the word. You played with all these people, and the list goes on and on and on.
Well, I guess there's a few more after that.
So you know your way around a guitar.
It's a good lucky thing for me because it's about the only thing I can do fairly well.
Oh, I think you're much too modest. So you are in town, and you will be playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I haven't been. Last time I did a solo show in Michigan was, it has to be about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
All right, so you will be in town tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Michael Crittenden will be opening up.
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us tomorrow
right
night?
Right now or tomorrow?
What
I do is I do a combination of older material, newer material, and some Utopia stuff and a couple of covers here and there. I usually don't decide what I'm going to do until just before I get on stage, and then I kind of force myself to make up a set list.
So when you say new material, original material?
Yeah, my material.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
I have a couple of solo records out.
All right, then. Well, do you want to give the folks an example now of what they might hear tomorrow night?
Sure. Yeah,
all right.
I'd love to.
Please.
Love to. You ready?
It's yours. It's all yours.
Okay, this song is called Watching the World Go By. It goes like this. You can find me by the window, a notebook in my hand, wishing things would be easier for me these days. Every minute some decisions, just another grain of sand, and all the things I see have some effect on me this way. These are the days I can't decide if I should laugh or cry. It's not an easy choice, there's just too many reasons why. Now I could lie around forever, lose myself inside my head,
But just because I call doesn't mean I get it all my way. These are the days I can't decide if I should laugh or cry. It's not an easy choice, there's just too many reasons why. Days when I feel tough, don't need much help, I'm fine. Yes, I am. I wanna sit back and take it in, watching the world go by. Life is filled with pages. There's always something new. I know there is an answer. I can find it in my heart. These are the days I can't decide if I should laugh or cry. It's not an easy choice, there's just many reasons why. Days when I feel tough, don't need much help, I'm fine. I wanna sit back and take it in, watching the world go by.
Nice.
All right.
Kasim Sultan. Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you very much.
What, the name of that piece?
It's called Watching the World Go By.
Watching the World Go By.
Yeah, that's on my album called All Sides.
All Sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, how do you know this guy? And I'm now on, I'm looking at Michael Crittenden here. How did you guys get come to know each other?
Well, I was hitching on 196 earlier today, and I had my backpack and my guitar case.
And you have such an honest face.
And he just stopped, picked me up, and we started talking about some stuff, and here I am.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
How about that, folks?
Well, how did you come to share this bill tomorrow night, the two of you?
Well, we've been trying to do a show with Kaz here for a year, I think, or almost. And we were trying to make it work with our two bands last year, with Troll for Trout and Kasim's band, and didn't make it happen. Just dates weren't working out and venues weren't working out and all that. So we just kind of, I know a few people from Kasim's camp, and they kept bugging me to bring him back. And so we've been working on it for a long time, and finally got Greg Gilmore was like, yeah, let's do it at the Bob. So we got it happening finally.
So you will be playing solo as opening up.
Correct.
For Kasim. Okay. That's such an interesting guitar. I don't know if I've ever seen that one before. Does it have a name?
I was telling Kaz earlier, this is my Willie Nelson impersonation.
That's great.
That has got a lot of character.
I was just going to say that, lots of character.
Yeah, it just oozes character.
It didn't have this piece of tape on it right here. It would have a hole in it, but it's been taped several times.
Well, we want to hear what it sounds like. So could you give us a taste of something the folks might hear tomorrow night down at the Bob in the Eve Lounge?
Sure thing.